This is the Anderson Files on PodClip. The Anderson Files is a look at commerce, investment, economics, and retirement issues that affect each and every one of you. Your host is Mike Anderson, Executive Vice President, Retirement Services, and partner of Finestone Partners. Finestone Partners is an independent firm with securities offered through Four Point Capital. And now your host, Mike Anderson.
The business of animation. I'm talking today with Lane Luarez, animation director and producer of such productions as Kung Fu Panda and Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous. Lane, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
With animation and the movies being so dominant in the cinema today, and we've got the pandemic, we've got COVID affecting the world, how do you see this part of entertainment rolling along for the balance of 2020 and through 2021?
I don't see it slowing down really at all. I know there was a little bit of an adjustment for artists and musicians and writers and everybody to have to be able to work from home. But once everybody kind of got together and organized themselves and were able to have mics and Zoom calls and Skype calls and everything else that we can connect to each other nowadays, it was easy for artists to work from home and just send their stuff through emails however you had to send it to somebody. There's always some difficult sometimes, you know, like it takes sometimes two or three tries to get something sent, but I think in animation, I know artists, we don't really have a clock to punch, so it's not like you have a specific hour where you have to be somewhere. Most studios, you know, as long as you hit the deadline, which everybody has deadlines everywhere, but as long as the deadline is being hit and the stuff looks good, that's mostly what people care about, and I think people are obviously more forgiving now in terms of what's going on in society and the world. So there's a little bit of a cushion there for people to maybe be a little late while they're adjusting. And like I said, a lot of artists, they love working from home, so it hasn't really slowed things down. And there's such a demand for it because for animation and entertainment in general, because society is at home, and the way people can just binge watch stuff, and you know, they can go through a whole season in one night of something that you've worked on for the past 2 years. They can go through it in one night, and so there's a constant scream for get it out, let's get more of it, more. So, I don't really see it slowing down. You know, Netflix is just, they're opening up their new animation studio, and I just really don't see it slowing down.
In the creative process of from coming up with an idea to start putting it up on a board to production to final editing, what is really the point where most of the collaboration takes place? Is it more towards the middle to end of a project as opposed to the beginning where you're creating this idea? Where is most of your time spent in from a project from beginning to end?
Well, I mean, you know, coming up with the idea and sitting there and writing it is a process in itself. Now, I've never really been a writer. I mean, I've helped out with writing, and I've added to certain things, but I've never been in on the writing process end of it. So, but it's all kind of like connected, and starting a production from the beginning to finishing a production is like that old game. I don't know, this is probably going to date me, but it's that old game of that people used to play in high schools or at picnics or whatever, where you're holding the egg in the spoon and
right.
you're running with it and hoping that the egg doesn't drop. And that's kind of what it feels like when you're in a production, because I don't think there's ever at one point, and I've been on productions from the beginning to the very end, and there's never a point where you don't feel that the clock is ticking and that you're under pressure. Now, there are degrees. I always, whatever project I'm on, I'm fully, fully invested, and I give tons of my time, you know, and tons of, personal time. I don't always get paid for everything I do, but that's all right. I'm fully invested because I love animation. And so in terms of where do I find myself the busiest, it's always busy. The only time it ever lets up is at the very, very end of the production, when almost everybody that has made this production run smooth, in some cases not so smooth, but they've all been kind of let go, and there's kind of only a skeleton crew, meaning, you know, 6 or 7 people, maybe 10 people on the production, and you're only doing little things at the very end to you know, you're crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and you're just waiting for this thing to go out. That's the only time when the pressure is alleviated. But it's funny, because you say, okay, the pressure is alleviated here, but then the pressure is on, because you're thinking to yourself, wow, this production's over, where's my next job? So right. You're constantly going, I got to get going on the next thing. Or you're already on to the next thing, and you're pulling double duty, maybe sometimes. That can happen a lot of times with studios, because they're, especially if you're successful, because they want you to reproduce what you just did.
I'm chatting with Lane Luarez, animation director and producer. I'm Mike Anderson, and this is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Lane, continuing with the popularity of animated movies and shorts, do you see this continuing as a major part of entertainment? Do you see it backing off at all, or this big wave of interest in this type of entertainment, do you see it continuing?
Absolutely. There is no shortage of projects in development by major studios and little studios. The major studios, the ones with the big names, the Disneys, Cartoon Networks, and Nickelodeons, and Sony, and all these major studios, they have like 10 projects, you know, that have been going on for years, you know, and there's tons of people involved in it, and there's been development going on for years on certain projects, and they've always got something cooking in the pot. And that's not to, you know, and that's along with all the productions that are currently being done. So I really don't see a shortage of this. You know, it's just gotten it's gotten bigger every year, and everybody sees the success of certain projects. You know, like let's say a Toy Story or something, right? Everybody wants a piece of that pie, so everybody's trying to come up with the next Toy Story or the next SpongeBob, or you know, there's several shows on the air right now that have just hit like it's like a gold mine for certain studios. There's a project that Nickelodeon did that they were at one point the number one kid station, and then they kind of dropped a little bit, and Disney was getting a foothold on them, and Cartoon Network maybe, you know, was going above them, and suddenly they weren't number one. But then they got this project came through, and suddenly they were escalated to number one again. And like I say, it was a gold mine, and everybody, every studio is looking for that gold mine. And then you have little independent studios that are, they're trying to hit the gold mine as well. And because so many things are viewed at home, it's no longer, you know, like when I was growing up, if you really wanted to see something brand new, it was, you'd go to the movies. Now it's everything is on. There's so many channels. There's so many channels to watch on cable. It's you know, it there's no end of it. So,
Lee, when you come up with an idea, and you start to fit it out, and you feel it's at the point of approaching a studio to put some type of deal together, how does an animation contract, a deal, come together? Who's involved? How does it happen?
Well, it you have to. There are a number of things that can take place. If you're the creator of whatever it is you're trying to sell, you would pitch it to a studio. Generally, a lot of people go through their agents. Most of the people in this industry have an agent, except for me. I don't have an agent. So I usually go through people that I know, and I've been in the business a little over 22 years now, so it's usually through, hey, can I sit down with people and talk about this? I have this idea. You would get it like a sort of an audience with some studio executive, and they would sit down there and listen to your idea. You would generally have like what they call it a Bible, and it's kind of like a book that everybody can read to, and it lays out the characters and what the premise of the show is and stuff like that. And you would give this to them, and sometimes writers or creators will go in just with this Bible. Other times it can be accompanied with artwork. You know, you would, if you can't do it yourself, you would hire the artist to do it. But generally, sometimes it's good to go in there with some kind of artwork so people can get fired up by it. And then it goes through the usual, there's a lot of red tape to go through. People have to discuss it. It can take a long time before they get back to you. And then when they get back to you, it's okay, they want to buy it from you, and you get a certain percentage of it, but it's generally bought from you. And unless you have a big, unless you're Steven Spielberg or somebody like that that has a huge name, it's generally bought from you, and you get some benefits of it, but it's theirs, it's the studio's. So, and then you negotiate your contract, and again, if you're a first-time creator of a show, you might have to take a little bit of your low man on the totem pole, so the pay is, you should just be happy to have your show. But if you've done a number of shows, you obviously your agent can negotiate that kind of end of it, and you're off and running. And then the real, you think that's too difficult because it takes a long time. But after that has happened, now becomes the arduous task of picking directors, finding artists, finding writers to help you through the season, finding a supervisor, finding all these people that you need to find somehow while the clock is ticking. Because now they've done what they call it, green light a show, and they're saying, okay, you're going to make a pilot, or you're going to make, they've bought 13 episodes from you. Now you've got to find all these people to make this happen.
Which I'm talking with Lane Larez, animation director and producer. I'm Mike Anderson, and this is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Lane, for all the years that you've been in animation, have you ended up working with several different studios?
Absolutely. I think that's a given to work at different studios. I think, very rare that anybody has just worked for one studio for years and years. Sometimes you get people that have worked on... I know people that have worked at Disney for like 30 years, and that's very, very rare nowadays. I think that was back in the day when, like maybe in the early 90s, when Disney was completely dominating animation, because they had, The Lion King and Little Mermaid and Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast, and all these things were dominating the market, which kind of set the tone for this new gigantic wave of animation. But now there's so many different studios, so many different projects, and there's just tons of people coming out of schools, this new crop of artists, and all these people need jobs. And it's so easy now to get your portfolio sent around because everybody's doing it digitally, and everybody can look at their online portfolio in seconds. Most people go to land a job somewhere, and hey, they get experience here, and then suddenly Disney picks them up, and then that project's over, and then you need to find a job somewhere else, so you're going to Cartoon Network, and you work on it. So most people nowadays move around.
Do you see the studios looking for different types of animation projects? So Disney, you may know that Disney is looking generally for this, or Sony is looking generally for that, and then you kind of parse it out as to who you think is going to be interested?
Absolutely. There are certain things tonally that Disney likes, or you kind of know that's the way it's going to be geared. And it's the same thing with Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network. To really go off the rails and do something wildly different, you'd have to find an independent studio somewhere that's willing to invest money, if it's an adult theme sort of cartoon, you'd have to do, like HBO or you'd have to find somebody that's willing to invest, their money in that kind of thing. Unless you're a billionaire, then you can do it yourself, I guess, but I don't think I've ever run into one artist that hasn't had to go somewhere.
Do you find independent animation filmmakers getting more and more of a foothold in the industry since the demand for quality content continues to be so high and getting higher all the time?
There's a lot of independent artists and writers and musicians getting together and producing small little things, but again, everybody wants that big giant payola day. You know, everybody wants the SpongeBob, and everybody wants, you know, the Marvel universe, which has been a phenomenal hit for Disney, and everybody wants Star Wars. So these things are dominating the market. That kind of filmmaking, or however you want to label it, that kind of thing is dominating the market now, and it's thrown at our youth so much. It's almost force fed our youth so much that that's all they know. And so when you get let's say you want to do a little story about, I don't know, whatever the idea may be, if it's a little idea about two people just becoming friends, it's hard to get that stuff off the ground because people want to say, okay, well, where's the money? You know, you may produce something musically great, written great, artistically great, but if it doesn't produce money for the studio, most people would say from a business end, okay, great, I'm glad you produced this beautiful thing, but we ain't got no money. So it's really hard because of the way that the market is set up and the way certain studios are dominating everything. So tonally, everybody kind of wants to get on that bandwagon because they see the evidence of that kind of thing working. You know?
Wait, for current projects at the moment, are you working on multiple projects, or are you focusing on one, or looking for the next opportunity, the next idea?
I am working on multiple things. But I have my eye on one particular thing with it. It's kind of like it's got my main focus. But I see little projects here and there that I go, oh, that's kind of interesting, and I like, you know, just kind of keeping my hand in on different things. It's like doubling down in Vegas at when you're playing blackjack or something. You want to kind of keep your hand in elsewhere just a little bit, just to feel, you know, how other projects are going, or because things may not work out for you. Like when my dad had his job for, I think, close to like 45 years, he never left the same company. It's not like that in today's market. Very few people have the same job at the same place for that long a time. So you want to keep your hand in elsewhere, and if it's possible. I always try to, whatever I take on, I want to make sure that I have the time to devote to it to make it look good. Some people spread themselves out a little too thin, and now they're taking on 4, 5, 6 jobs, and their quality is suffering.
Lane, is there a website that you could share with our listeners to look at more of your work?
It's Lane, L-A-N-E, Luerias, L-U-E-R-A-S, .com. And on there I have a lot of my artwork and some of the stuff that I've done in the past few years, and contact information, and tells a little bit about me.
Also, look up Lane's IMDb profile and learn more. Lane, thanks so much for sharing with us today the business of animation, and we hope the creative juices continue to flow and towards your success in this area of entertainment going forward.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Daryl Lane, engineer, Mark Allen, producer. I'm Mike Anderson, and this is The Anderson Files on Podclips.io. Keep calm and keep listening.
You've been listening to The Anderson Files with Mike Anderson. Visit us at podclip.io and check on the financial box for more information on The Anderson Files.